This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A report released today focuses on crucial missteps during the Aurora Police Department's fatal encounter with Elijah McClain in 2019. It's the subject of the Aurora City Council meeting getting underway at this hour. The report raises several critical assessments, including the decision to stop McClain in the first place, using chokeholds on him twice, and EMS injecting the 23-year-old with the powerful drug ketamine. Republican state lawmakers have introduced several bills they say will improve election procedures. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports critics call them voter suppression.
The most sweeping bill would effectively end Colorado's all-mail ballot system. Voters would have to request a mail ballot. Everyone else would have to vote in person, with early voting limited to 1 week before Election Day. Clerks would also stop counting ballots at midnight on Election Day, even if that meant throwing out legally cast votes. The bill only has one sponsor, Republican Senator Paul Lundeen. It's expected to be voted down in committee. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Broomfield police want residents to stop reporting tiny pieces of the Boeing jet whose engine failed on Saturday. Police say they're being overwhelmed by callers who find scraps of metal that they think are from Flight 328. Police say only report larger than computer monitor pieces and objects with a serial number or part number on them. 57 in Denver, it is 38 degrees in Vail. You're listening to CPR News.